This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to cover today. Latest on the corona outbreak and updates. Apparently New York is going to start sectioning off a certain area to decontaminate. Hard to do in a city like New York. Pretty big metropolis there. So we're going to talk about how that's going to play out. Also, your medical tax deductions. There's a lot of things you guys could write off. We're now up to like 20 cents a mile. A lot of you guys spent a lot of money on health type stuff last year, and you could still write a good amount of it off. So I'm going to kind of break those down too. I might Facebook Live that because there's a lot of information to cover. Not the most exciting segment whenever we do accounting on the show. You know, accounting, sorry guys, we need accountants, but kind of not the most exciting field. But if you're going to save money, it's exciting. So I'll probably do another segment on that. But, you know, I've been asked about Joe Biden in some of his gaffes, and, you know, I think he's, you know, cussed, you know, at some of the people he was trying to attract to be voters, and, you know, had some slip-ups, you know, like, you know, running for Senate, even though he's running for president, and that. And, you know, I might not agree with a lot of Biden's politics, but I kind of admired him. You know, good-looking guy who's been able to be, you know, a part of the, you know, political world for so long and, you know, be able to, you know, gain as much traction as he could after an Obama presidency. I like to kind of step back, putting politics aside, and just kind of see what people did, you know. And I, you know, I have respect, you know, even for Bernie Sanders, all right? Trust me, there has been some stuff that a lot of the candidates have said that I completely disagree with, very inappropriate, you know, anti-Israel, things like that. But again, being an American, you know, they have that, we are fighting for people to be able to have that freedom of speech. And so, you know, I'll sometimes kind of separate myself with some of the crap they're saying and just kind of look at what they've accomplished. And I got to admit, Bernie Sanders, what, he's 78 years old. I mean, pretty impressive for him to almost make the Democratic ticket. He's probably not going to. Joe Biden, 77. Donald Trump is 74 now? 73. Donald Trump is 73. Elizabeth Warren is 70. So there's a lot of talk on why are the candidates older? You know, where are all the young ones? And when are you too old to be president? So, big discussion has been surrounding dementia. When Trump got elected, people were asking, you know, does he have dementia? You know, does he have narcissism? Does he, you know, everybody wants to diagnose people. You know, what's his cholesterol like? And the same thing with Biden. You know, is he having memory loss? Is he losing his filter? You know, you don't necessarily want to be cussing while you're stumping for your campaign. But if somebody said that cussing was a sign of dementia, then you're going to have to put me away because all I do is cuss. You know, not on air, though, not on air. But, you know, so, you know, signs of dementia, just to kind of put that to rest, is, you know, having memory loss, lack of judgment of things that you've had before, you know, losing your filter and doing some inappropriate things, you know, and you know, showing a decline of your previous function. Now, with Trump, the reason why the dementia thing didn't follow is we believe Trump was always like that, without a filter, you know, would say things, do things, or whatever. So you can't call it dementia if he's not really declining, and, you know, and this is the way he always is. But if Biden was always smooth and calm and collected and now is looking like he's, you know, kind of having some missteps, then you worry, you know, is there a change, you know, with you know, his mentation and cognition, or is stress getting to him? You know, people bring it up, look, it's stressful. It is stressful, you know, but it's going to be stressful to run the presidency. So the question keeps coming back, you know, why is our political field, you know, so prominently represented by people in their 70s? Now, mind you, my mom is 75, and she is still smart as a whip, and smarter than me, smarter than I could ever be. You know, people in their 70s, you know, it's like the new 50, okay? And so, you know, we don't want to discredit, you know, the abilities of people who are seniors. You know, I think a senior can run the country fine. I think Ronald Reagan did a good job. I don't want to mention Jimmy Carter. Was it Eisenhower? Eisenhower was, I think, in his 50s, 60s. I think Eisenhower even had a heart attack. And I got to be very, very careful with the presidents I choose here. You know, who I thought did a good job. So I don't have a problem with Biden being president if he's in his late 70s. All right. I don't have a problem with Trump being 73, turning 74. Elizabeth Warren being 70, turning 71. But it does kind of beg the question, where are the younger candidates and why aren't younger candidates making a better, having more success in winning these primaries? Well, maybe it's because some of the younger people, like, let's say, Ocasio-Cortez, they might intimidate older people. They might be looked upon as too rambunctious, as too, you know, aggressive, as we got nothing to lose, we're immortal. And people think, well, an older individual is scarier because they could be going through dementia and they could hit the red button or whatever. Not that the button's red. But that the opposite might be holding true, where people think somebody, a young whippersnapper or whatever, would be, you know, just too erratic, too unpredictable. Also, Bernie Sanders had pointed out that a lot of younger people aren't as politically active as older people are. Younger people have stuff to do. You know, they have more of a, well, you know, things are going to change. You know, millennials especially have kind of the attitude of, look, you know, whatever we have now is going to change. And, you know, we don't have the control that the baby boomers had. And so if they don't feel like they have the control, they may not be as inclined to vote, just like the Generation Zers. So, you know, the whole kind of landscape is this idea of, you know, older people may be like, well, I want someone established, I want somebody experienced, and, you know, baby boomers are still the biggest generation out there. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-TALK.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, keep those questions coming. Love to hear them. You could email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or at Dr. Dahlia spelled out at hotmail.com. Okay? Sorry for the lack of creativity. So, so medical tax deductions. There are medical and dental expenses that you could write off. And we talk about this every year, not because I want to put you guys to sleep, but because, you know, you could save some money. You know, a lot of us spend buku bucks on our health insurance, or not health insurance, on health expenses, and we forget to add that to our taxes. By the way, in tax news, I believe they might postpone the April 15th deadline for taxes because of coronavirus. So there might be some, you know, hate to say this, some people might be benefiting from coronavirus. I know people are investing in some stocks. It's crazy. Always seems to happen. So, all right. So, Publication 502, and I'm going to post this up on my Twitter and Facebook so you guys can check it out. But basically, let's say you made $100,000 last year. This year, it's going to change next year. It's going to go up to 10%. But this year, 7.5% of your income can be, shall we say, separated out. And anything you spent above that for medical can be written off. So what that means is, let's say you made $100,000 last year, and you spent, let's say, $10,000. on medical expenses. Well, 7.5% of that is $7,500. Okay, you can't write that $7,500 off. But that $7,500 to the $10,000, that $2,500, you can write off. So I had about 4 pap smears last year. I don't know what the heck I had. I don't know if I hit that amount. But there's a lot of little things that you might have done, like, you know, house refurbishments. There's actually some cool stuff. By the way, also your dependents count on this too. So if you have a couple kids, they had medical expenses and surgeries and things like that, that all adds up. If you're taking care of your mom or your dad, those all add up. And a lot of you guys don't have an accountant. Most CPAs and accountants will remind you about this. But for those of you doing your own taxes, don't forget to look at all this stuff. So, okay, when we look at some of the medical expenses, oh yeah, don't forget your spouse, okay? Any of your dependents, and they kind of list which of your dependents, you know, but then or a qualifying child that you take care of, adopted children, and then qualifying relatives. So certain qualifying relatives could count. So I'm not going to go through all this, but I'm going to definitely, you know, give you guys the link. So what sort of medical expenses are deductible? Abortions. If you had a legal abortion, you could deduct it. I don't know. There's this one lady who I guess was advertising that she had 21 abortions. It's a lot. She would probably get a decent tax deduction. Acupuncture. You could write off acupuncture. That's pretty cool. If you suffer from alcoholism and you had expenses that had to do with that, rehab, etc., you could write that off. Your ambulance, you can. Annual physical exam, your annual physical might be able to be written off. Again, see, what you do is you accrue all these, and if they're over that 7.5%, so like, for example, if you make $200,000 a year, then that would be $15,000, whatever was above the $15,000 you put towards your medical expenses. If you have an artificial limb, if you have artificial teeth, bandages. How many of you guys have bought bandages? Now, I understand they might be $5 a box, but if, you know, one of you had, let's say, a rectal abscess and you had to keep, you know, dealing with the draining of the gauze and all that, takes a lot of gauze, that adds up. So count that. Birth control pills, any sort of body scan, braille, breast pump and supplies. So if you're breastfeeding and you had to buy a breast pump, that counts. I hated breast pumps. Those were, gosh, so... You know, you just had a baby, you're big, you feel like a cow, and then you go and have to milk yourself. It's not the easiest thing. If you had breast reconstruction surgery, not plastic surgery, but if your breasts had to be reconstructed because of cancer, that all gets written off, and that's a lot. Capital expenses. Now, I broke this down in my article. These are things you had to do to change things up in your home. So if any of you have an older individual at your house and you had to do ramps or widen, I need our front door widened a little bit. Wide load. It's because of the groceries. I have a lot of groceries. But if you have to, you know, install railings, things for the shower. I want to get a toilet. Sometimes my knee bothers me, so I want a toilet where you don't have to, like, bend so low, where I can just kind of stand and sit like that, and then I can pee, and then I don't have to get up too hard with my knee. So if I bought a toilet extender, that would help. If you modified your stairways, changing the grading. There's so many things that a lot of us do to our house, you know, to help us from a medical standpoint, those could count. So huge expenses, all right? Let me see here. Car, you could deduct 20 cents a mile. All these doctor visits, hospital visits, trip to PT, rehab, boom, your mileage. You got to document it, though. But 20 cents a mile, that adds up. Let's say you had to design the car. Okay, remember the Millennium Falcon had to be retrofitted or kind of, you know, refitted because Chewbacca and Harrison Ford, you know, wanted to be in the same Millennium Falcon, but, you know, they're older now. Any of those modifications tax deductible. All right? Your chiropractor. Yay! I'm married to a chiropractor. He's so handsome and burly. Your chiropractor. Deductible. Christian Science practitioner. Contact lenses. You know how much we spend in contact lenses for my kids? One of them, contact lenses, crutches, dental treatment, certain diagnostic devices that you need, like, you know, your diabetic monitor, your glucometer, things like that, if you need a pulse ox, drug addiction, eye exam, eyeglasses. Gosh, we spent so much on eyeglasses. Eye surgery, but I don't think it accounts LASIKs. If you had fertility enhancement, if you have a guide dog, if you guys have a guide dog or possibly a service animal, all that could be deductible. That's huge. You know, you know, you got to get the dog qualified, but that counts. Hearing aids. Hearing aids are huge. Certain home improvements, we talked about hospital services. Insurance premiums could be deductible, depending on how it works with your employer. And insurance premiums are pretty high. Medicare, ABD, unused sick leave to pay premiums. Did you guys know you could write that off? See, I'm teaching you guys. Maybe I should have been a CPA. I don't know. Let me see what else they got here. Laboratory fees, lactation expenses, lead-based paint removal. You hate the paint in your house. You think there's lead. Get rid of it. It's tax deductible. Learning disability, legal fees. Legal fees that I guess has to do with like guardianship and estate and things like that, that might be tax deductible. Just don't quote me on that. Let's say you had to go to Mayo Clinic or you had to go and have surgery somewhere and you had to stay in a hotel in Arizona, or at, you went to UCLA and you had to go to LA or whatever. You could deduct the hotel, you could deduct the food, you could deduct the transportation. Now, I mean, it can't be Ritz-Carlton, but you can still deduct it. Long-term care, deductible, let me see what else here. Sorry, I'm just going through a medical conference. A medical conference. I go to those. A lot of your medicines. How much do you spend on medicines a year? Nursing home, nursing services, optometry, osteopath, oxygen, pregnancy test kits. Pregnancy tests are like $17 a pop now. Pregnancy prosthesis, your psychologist, special education, sterilization. If you're trying to stop smoking, certain surgeries, telephone. If you have a certain telephone or a certain TV because of vision or hearing impaired, you can write that off. Therapy, transplant. Other forms of transportation like your bus, your Uber, those things you could write off. We talked about car expenses, tuition. There's certain tuition that, like, if you have to go and train, I guess, on, you know, certain medical things, you get to write that off. Vasectomy could be written off. Certain weight loss programs, wheelchair, wig, x-ray. Okay, good stuff. But what can't you write off? Well, you can't write off babysitting. You can't write off controlled substances. So you might be able to write off the Tylenol. You can't write off the Lortab. Now I get that. Can't write off cosmetic surgery. You can't write off dancing lessons. Okay? So if I want to learn pole dancing, you know, to tighten my core, I can't write that off. Diaper service, you can't write off. Electrolysis of hair removal, can't do that. You can't write off gym memberships. You can't write off, you know, certain household help. You could write off maybe nursing, but if they're not technically, shall we say, licensed, you might not be able to write that off. Maternity clothes. It's a lot of money, you know, that we spend on maternity clothes and then we can't wear them again, but, you know, can't write that off. Non-prescription drugs and medicines. So it looks like maybe the Tylenol you can't. Teeth whitening, swimming lessons. All right, so hope I taught you guys something, so take that to your accountant. All right. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
While we are currently losing the delegate count, approximately 800 delegates for Joe Biden and 660 for us, we are strongly winning in two enormously important areas which will determine the future of our country. Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
The World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic. That essentially means the virus is a threat to the entire planet. It has killed nearly 4,400 people across the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, let's just switch gears a little bit. I think we got some super moons coming up. This is the problem. It's coronavirus or not much else. And we'll come back to it. I want to talk about Trump pushing some payroll tax relief and, you know, means for people to kind of leave work and, you know, still be able to get a full paycheck. But I guess we're going to have more full moons. Was there a full moon yesterday? I wasn't outside. I was not in isolation. What was I doing? Oh, I met up with a former student and her fiancé. That was great. Went to Blue Martini for happy hour. They had, like, yummy eats. It was really, really good. So I did that. But I guess some of us had rain. We had clouds. I didn't really see the supermoon. But I guess the March full moon is called the worm moon, or the sap moon, or the sugar moon, or the Lenten moon. There are other full supermoons this year. We have three supermoons to look forward to in 2020. I guess it means when it is, like, you know, the closest to the Earth, it looks super big. So I supposedly had one this week, and then we're going to have another one in April 8th and then May 7th. Marches will be the second closest to Earth, and April supermoon is going to be the biggest. So for those of you that really, really wanted to, you know, see a big, huge supermoon, you'll be able to see it April 8th. Oh, I'm still messed up from the time change. The time change is ridiculous. Then we'll talk about that. So a full or new moon will be considered a supermoon if it coincides closely with perigee. You guys know what perigee is? No, I don't. It's the point at which the moon is closest to the Earth in its elliptical orbit. If the moon comes within 224,865 miles, break out your rulers, from Earth at the time of a full moon or new moon, it's a supermoon. So get this, on Monday night, the full moon was 222,000 miles away. Now, some of you guys are like, well, gosh, if it's closer, maybe let's go visit. I mean, I know flights are dropping, right? The prices of flights are dropping, right, because of coronavirus. I don't know if spaceship flights are at all any cheaper. I have no desire to go to the moon. Absolutely no desire to leave Earth, planet Earth. I just don't. I'm scared to death of not being able to breathe. I don't think I have enough sunscreen to be out in that atmosphere. I just, no. So, you get a full moon, right, depending on our orbit. Isn't it usually like once a month? And then, I guess when we get our period, right, that's when there's a full moon. It's super moon when, based on the elliptical orbit, it's super close. So that's pretty cool. Night sky viewing will not be that great, as you know, because, you know, Venus is very bright this time of year. I see Venus a lot. They say you could clearly see it in the west after dark. So if you live on the west coast, there's this, like, bright spot in the sky. That's Venus. The Big Dipper will be high in the northeast after dark. I have never been able to see the Big Dipper. The only way I could see a constellation, if there's a cartoon and somebody connects the dots and draws it. But they say the Big Dipper will be high in the northeast. It's slowly beginning to tip to the left. If you look to the left of the Big Dipper, you'll be able to see the star Polaris, also known as the North Star. You may also be able to see the Little Dipper. If I haven't seen the Big Dipper, there is no way in hell I'm going to see the Little Dipper. All right. So that's that. Let me see what other science news we have. Usually with the science news is kind of, this is interesting. All right. You guys all saw Armageddon, right, with Bruce Willis? Oh, I love Bruce Willis. So handsome. So we get very nervous if an asteroid or a comet is going to come near the Earth. Why? Well, because people are going to go on lockdown and people are going to panic and, you know, people are going to be having sex and oil rigs or whatever was happening in the movie. So Armageddon, hence called Armageddon. Well, apparently we are being told that an ancient human settlement was obliterated by a comet about 13,000 years ago that exploded in the Earth's atmosphere and sent fragments of molten glass hot enough to melt cars, even though we didn't have cars 13,000 years ago. And they say the village found in the Abu Huraya dig site in Syria appears to have been abruptly destroyed. They say this is the first direct evidence of the impact the event had on ancient humans. They think that the glass formed at over 3,900 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm lost after 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I have no idea how they would measure that. The comet's explosion left evidence of burning that spanned whole continents. So this village, they were able to find an Abu Harayik dig site in Syria. They say the impact is believed to have contributed to the extinction of many large animals, including mammoths, as well as North American horses and camels. Experts believe the explosion helped bring about the demise of the North American Clovis culture and usher in an episode of climactic cooling. So I guess if we have global warming, we'll just need a comet, God forbid. They say the glass splatter found in Araya was found among the remains of bones, building material, and plants from when the first nomads settled to cultivate crops. They say the Abu Huraya site is located on the edge of the vast region known as the Younger Dryas Boundary Strewn Field. It incorporates around 30 sites across Europe and America and parts of the Middle East. They say the strewn field is characterized by signs of mass-scale burning, including a black mat layer that was rich in carbon and platinum and contained millions of tiny nano diamonds. Oh, I know, okay? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And tiny metal spheres that must have formed in great heat. So experts have long wondered if this layer of devastation may have been caused by a catastrophic impact event. Now, this hypothesis was supported by this crater in Greenland, the Hiawatha Glacier underneath that. So basically, Professor Kennan and colleagues analyzed the glass found at Abu Huraya, determined the composition, and they think that it came from extensive heat. And possibly from outside this earth. So unfortunately, then the village was destroyed. And when you look at the cross sections of the rocks and of some of the stones that they found, you see the different layers. So they believe it was extremely violent, high energy, high velocity phenomenon like a cosmic impact. Why? Well, you add, chromium, iron, nickel, sulfides, titanium. Titanium, all right, platinum, and iridium-rich iron. I love titanium song. Anyway, so you can't usually find these under normal temperatures, but you can find them in very high, high temperatures. And then, why glass? Well, because I guess when the settlement cools pretty quickly, it can form glass. So what does that mean? Well, it means we're not alone, right? Maybe supermoon is a means for some outside force to spy on us. So like, we're going to pretend that we're a supermoon. We're going to sneak a couple thousand miles closer to the U.S., take a little peek and see where we want to hit. I don't know. I just don't trust outer space. I don't. I do believe there's aliens. I believe there are other civilizations out there. I believe that, we are floating around. And this is why I live for the day, because I have no idea what's going to happen to Earth. I don't. I mean, Pompeii, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Pompeii in Italy. You need to go once Italy is done with lockdown. But when they see these, cataclysmic events where a pyroclast? I have to think of the right word. But, when you go through Pompeii and the tour, you see bodies that don't really look like you would think if they had died of asphyxiation. And I think what happened is the heat from the explosion of the volcano was so hot that they basically died instantaneously in the position they were in, like this dog you see trying to take off his leash. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. Finally, the World Health Organization has upgraded the coronavirus epidemic to pandemic. We'll tell you what that means in a few. But I was just in the previous segment going, God, you know, this is a pandemic, but they won't call it that yet. I think the reason why, and we talked about this, was how with an epidemic, that means you are able to contain it. You are able to quarantine, isolate, contain, stop global spread. But it has globally spread. And they wanted to kind of, you know, slow down on media panic and, you know, stock markets dropping and all sorts of other stuff. And they had to, you know, wait until they finally, you know, said, okay, now here we are, it's pandemic. So, you know, we'll kind of, you know, as we get more news on this, it's just a breaking news story that finally World Health Organization has labeled as a pandemic. What does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, all countries are going to now have to be on alert. More money has to be spent on the American front. Apparently, Chuck Schumer and other senators are asking Trump to issue a national emergency declaration for the coronavirus pandemic. They want to use, they want the Federal Emergency Management Agency to use more than $40 billion from the Disaster Relief Fund to assist local state government and their response to the coronavirus. And I keep getting asked, you know, why... Why all the hysteria when flu kills more? And, you know, it's liability, it's economy, it's panic. You know, we've had 31 people die in the United States, which is a lot of people. Nowhere near the 20,000 that got killed by flu this year. And it's in the media and in the government, we do kind of pick and choose our crises. Blood donation, blood shortages, that's a huge crisis. That is a very panicky crisis. I would think a blood shortage would be enough to mess with the stock market. But no, nobody talks about it, so nobody panics about it. And we move on with no panic. Then the markets stay, you know, solvent, markets stay solid. And, you know, we're going to be having the American Red Cross on to kind of talk about how, you know, we need blood like now. And so, you know, we see this hysteria over the, you know, cases that are far, I mean, we have, gosh, you know, millions of people affected by the flu. And yes, this 123,000 is a lot, you know, and I understand it could get worse, but you have, I mean, we are talking about shutting down schools, shutting down. Now, the only reason why I'm not, you know, balking at it too much is because I want the flu deaths to end. And so if us going on lockdown and doing restrictions, you know, will just kind of stop thousands of people from dying from the flu too, I'll support this for coronavirus. I gotta tell you though, I was on Amazon yesterday and I tried to buy toilet paper. It was ridiculous. And the toilet paper that I was able to buy was expensive. So I bought Kleenex. You could wipe with Kleenex. I bought Kleenex. And I bought, I forgot to buy baby wipes. I want to buy baby wipes. And I bought some beef jerky. I bought some mac and cheese. I bought some juice that didn't have to be refrigerated. So I'm starting to stock up on supplies because, if they need to contain, they need to contain. And, you know, one way to, you know, stop the spread of a virus is containment. And, you know, not one person can say, look, guys, you know, I know it's a bad virus and I know it's, you know, spreading and, you know, it's a, you know, but the problem is it is affecting young people too. It's affecting old people. It's spread easily between others. And it's new, and it's unpredictable. So should we be hysterical and panicking? No. Should we, though, be diligent and look at containment efforts and containment zones and closing schools down? Yeah. I mean, if we're trying to contain a new virus, it's kind of what you have to do. That's why you don't really hear the medical community go, nah, we can blow this off. And nobody's going to say that because somebody dies, then that death, you know, gets, you know, blamed on them. So, you know, people are dying from this. We have 4,800 total deaths. That's a lot of people. That's thousands of people dying of this coronavirus. It does pales in comparison to flu. But if our diligence now and infection control can, you know, stop flu spread, then I, you know, I'll you know, also support it. We'll talk more about what, like, Harvard is now doing, too. But let's go to the other breaking news. The other breaking news is Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for his sex crimes. This is huge for the Me Too movement. Harvey Weinstein, 67 years old, was sentenced today in New York for 23 years for his criminal sex act charges for forcibly performing oral sex on a production assistant, Mimi Haley, was sentenced to 3 years for third-degree rape on an attack of Jessica Mann in 2013. And he, I believe, was in a wheelchair when the sentence was out. Mann, Haley, and four other accusers were in court. They were sobbing and hugging each other after the sentence was read. The Mimi Haley sex act charge gave him 20 years, three for the other, for the third-degree rape of Jessica Mann. And I think he got off easy with this 23 years. Judge James Burke said Weinstein has to serve the sentences consecutively, sentenced him to 5 years post-release supervision for each charge. He kind of was blank faced, was wheeled out of the courtroom, and now has to, pay his crime. He was a huge influential Hollywood producer. We talked about this, and apparently tried to get away with, swapping roles and Hollywood opportunities for sex. There's been rumors that many people were able to benefit from those arrangements. Others horribly traumatized. It's interesting. Whenever you've been assaulted, and, it's happened to me, it's happened to a lot of us, it's really hard to face the accuser because you can't get it back. When they get, I know it's kind of hard for everybody to kind of imagine, but, somebody grabs you or does something to you, or steals from you, right? And you want to, there's no way you could get that back. You want to get it back. You want to take revenge. But the guy's bigger than you. Or the burglar is long gone. When you get screwed over, whether it's literally or figuratively, you want to get them back. And it's really hard to do eye for an eye with that. Because when it comes to assault, it's so personal. Because I was thinking, I should go up to the person that did this to me because I knew him afterwards. And it was just somebody I couldn't. Nobody would believe me if I said anything, so I didn't. And I wanted to basically tear, right, off the body part that was involved. And I realized that still wouldn't equate to how I felt. So it's troubling. Seeing somebody finally go down for this, 23 years, it's not going to, it's just like, losing a loved one, nothing's going to get that loved one back, so it's definitely a move in the right direction for, justice to finally take over. Apparently there's, too many predators out there, but, we also on the other side need people not allowing predators to take advantage of others by going, I'm going to let it work for me. Because once they think it works for one, we need to kind of turn around and go, you even touch us, we're going to blow you up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.